There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Focus on that which is interesting and important, not necessarily one and the same. It's 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, and you're not. Rich McFadden is here. Molly Brown, the news clown. Oh, wait a minute. No, Molly Brown, the
wow.
Molly Brown. Where did that come from, Molly Brown?
That was a TV
the unthinkable.
No, I'm just reading. Actually, I'm just reading an email from a guy named Phil Brown, and that's how it gets sort of filtered in. You see, I get distracted easily.
Yeah, but then you added in the news clown.
Yeah,
part.
What was that?
Right. Well, Phil is probably
ready to
one
go.
Of those. Yeah. Molly Sage, the news page, is here, along with Ken. You didn't get that twisted around a little?
I did. We're okay. Following.
It wasn't that funny.
Oh, really?
You over the cliff.
We got it. It just wasn't that good.
Well, excuse me. There's Jennifer overacting her part again. It's overplaying your part, right? That's usually yes. McFadden's problem, but I didn't expect it from you.
Did you put her off on Ambien?
Did I? No. Ambien would put me to sleep. Why do I sound like I'm asleep?
Okay,
I
no.
I slept well last night, but it's normally I'm pretty perky about this time of the day.
Okay.
I happen to think that I am.
Speaking of perky, should we talk about Caitlin?
Well, Bruce, a.k.a. Caitlin, all over social media, Twitter today, et cetera, et cetera. We have comments on this, by the way. Kenny, what do we have?
Yes.
From us. Yes.
Jennifer is eager to have a conversation about this, so yeah, I don't know that we have much. There's not much news here that people don't know. Bruce has become Caitlin, and
she got 1.8 million Twitter followers yesterday in like an hour after that cover came out. She was, I mean, talking about breaking social media. She did it.
Yeah.
It did it.
So,
something did
what, when you look at that picture, Jennifer, what do you
on
think?
On Vanity Fair magazine.
So, I walk it. I'll tell you that we've had at my, you know, at my day job. I talk about my day job quite often. We have a lot of stuff going on. So, a lot of working late, getting in early. And so, I walk in and I see my lovely friend Courtney, who's got her hands covering her computer monitor as I walk through the door of her office. She goes, "Have you seen this yet?" And I'm like, "What, your hands?" And so she releases her hands and she shows me this image. And I'm like, "Whoa." And she screams out, "That's Bruce Jenner." And immediately what ran through my head is this is going to freak out men everywhere because they're going to just look casually at the cover of that magazine and they're going to go, "Dang, who's that hot chick?" And then they're going to realize it's Bruce, don't call me, or Caitlin, don't call me Bruce Jenner.
Like
and I think
I
it's going to freak
yesterday.
Him out.
I was so just looking through Facebook and I was just like, "Huh, okay." Didn't think anything about it, but it was kind of like, "Oh, okay, attractive woman." Mm-hmm. And then later I see that it's Bruce Jenner and I'm like, "Oh my God."
So there's no confusion with her and Hillary Clinton, who's the also the most photographed.
She's hotter than Hillary Clinton, are you kidding?
That probably didn't take too much. Anyway, keep going. Is that it?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. What did you guys think? I think there's probably some photoshopping involved. Although Molly and I were talking off air, let me put this delicately. Molly said, "Where did those
hoo-hoos come from?
Who would have breasts come from?" Mm-hmm. Yes, the breastuses. Where did they come from? And I think either he must have had them kind of tied down before when he was walking the streets, or maybe in the last few weeks.
What, you think they're natural?
No, he admitted to having a breast implant. He had breast implants before.
Where did
he
they get
Diane
the skin
Sawyer
from
thing.
His butt? Is that what happens when you do that sort of thing? They take the skin off your
they
butt?
They take the skin. They must from somewhere. I don't know. But I know that he had implants, and he was considering getting them bigger, like bigger ones. I think he'd said he was like a B cup or something. So judging, either they photoshopped these boobs, or he got bigger one, don't you think, before this started?
I don't know, but the more I look at this picture, I'm just like, oh.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
But the reason that I know that they were there, that they're real and not Photoshopped, yeah. I forgot to tell you, I lost my train of thought. Mm-hmm. As I saw on Instagram yesterday, there was a picture of Caitlin in a bright red wowzer dress, and there was nothing Photoshopped about what she had going on up top. Now, the one thing that can't be changed, you can shave your Adam's apple, but Caitlin still's got man hands. Definitely.
That's why in the Vanity Fair cover, and his legs. Hands are behind his... her... The Caitlin's hands are behind the back.
You got to amputate the hands and put different hands on? You got hands on your hands?
Caitlin's holding them behind his, her back.
Correct. All right, Kenny, what do we have for comments? Facebook.com/today, Twitter, good day.
Wyatt says, honestly, Caitlin is the only member of that extended family that I feel some genuine respect for.
Really? Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. We're talking about the Kardashians, folks, in case you were been under a rock for the past 20 years. Keep going, Kenny.
Steven said she should have called herself Olympia Brenner.
No. There's a, by the way, an ESPN show on to honor her for courage and strength. Right? They're going to give her the Arthur Ashe Award for courage.
You know,
you can dominate this conversation, Jennifer. It's okay.
I'm right with you, Jen. I'm right there.
I was admittedly baffled by this whole thing up until I saw Bruce's interview with Diane Sawyer. And during that interview, I felt some compassion for Bruce. And I thought, you know what?
He came up good in that interview.
He is doing this for
me. Well, Richie.
Thank you.
And now I feel like maybe this is... I don't think any man would choose to do this just for publicity's sake, but I do think that there is some gratification here from the publicity, because now you're on the cover of Vanity Fair, now you're getting these Twitter followers, you've got the E-reality show coming out,
right.
And everything's produced still by the Kardashians secretly undercover.
You're monetizing it all.
Everything's produced by Ryan Seacrest. Who are you talking about? It's all Ryan Seacrest.
The Kardashians are still involved. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm really...
Any other thoughts, Kenny?
Yeah. Edward says, I normally dislike reading or commenting on the lives of celebrities, but in this case, I feel inspired to support Caitlin for being so brave. I may not understand the struggle she has gone through, but we can all understand how difficult the journey has been, and to commend her for getting to a place where she can be herself and own her name.
You know, one of the things that that I find specious are the ungrateful, little of both comments made by people who are insecure about their own sexuality. So there were a number of talk radio hosts yesterday who were nervously making fun and jokes about this. I don't see that as being necessary or appropriate. Unless you have something sort of to hide yourself. Why would you go there? Leave it be. Let it be whatever it is. It's not my choice. May not be your choices, but there. And Kenny said, interestingly enough, any of the comments we've gotten have not been negative. I think you said that a couple of hours ago to me, Kenny, right?
Yes. So, all been positive.
Yeah.
The country is still in this weird place on this kind of stuff where you don't know what to think, what to say, how to handle it. So everybody walks on eggshells when talking about it. You're not allowed to say sometimes what you think, or if you think it's weird or you think it's strange, you kind of hold back. So it's a weird place and it's a weird situation. I have to admit,
how does it affect your life?
It doesn't. So I don't know what to say, think, do, and I don't care. Bruce, if you want to ride around with tatas, I don't care. Go do it.
Have yourself. Hello to listener William Wilson and Greg Donahoe, listening to the Good Day program, 15 past the hour. Spring is here, and it's time for the amazing Genucel spring sale. What is Genucel? Genucel is a serum that you can use to get rid of those pesky bags and puffiness around your eyes. If you've had them for too long, now it's time to get rid of them. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags, the puffiness under and around your eyes, the lines around your eyes. When you mention Doug Steffen, they'll send you a couple of free gifts. 800 800-843-9262 that'll affect the way your entire face looks. You be the judge. This is a wonderful skincare product that you'll be happy to use and happy to tell people about. Genucel gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Applications begin as soon as you get it, and in 12 hours you'll see the difference. 800-543-9262. Again, Genucel, 800-543-9262.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Science.
Well, shall we book another appointment then?
Well,
wonderful. I'll sign you up for a root canal reward. 10th one's free.
10th one?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
More than 65 million people provide care for a family member or friends in need. The average caregiver gives 20 hours per week, with 13% spending 40 hours or more. One quarter of caregivers say their own health is fair or poor. If you're a caregiver, your independently owned Health Mart pharmacist salutes you and wants you to know they are there to help. From medication management to expert advice to just a friendly person to talk with, Health Mart cares about caregivers. Find your local Health Mart at healthmart.com.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch refinished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you pay at other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
In heaven, there may or may not be any beer. Anheuser-Busch has stopped production, Richie, at its Georgia brewery to instead produce drinking water for those affected by
flooding. It's pretty much drinking water anyway. That shouldn't be a hard
test.
Spoken like a man.
They were asked to, this has been, the cans say water on them instead of beer. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, not a big stretch.
You can tell the difference.
Right.
Yeah, by what the can says. So we have two bad reviews, folks, of Anheuser-Busch products since they've had new ownership. Here's another product that you may or may not be interested in. How many people have ever bought clothing at the Men's Warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh,
everybody? You have? What have you bought at the
Men's
Warehouse?
No, I'm teasing.
All right.
So my dad does, though.
The fellow who founded the Men's Warehouse was always in their television ads.
Right.
And he was pretty, his name is George Zimmer.
Right.
He got fired by the board of directors.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago.
His own company. So now he's got a new company called Z-Tailors, a website and an app that helps connect customers with on-demand tailors who make house calls.
Right.
How about that?
You go to the app, you plug in your thing, you say, I need a tailor, and then boom.
Uber for tailors. What an interesting, ingenious idea. Ah, I thought it was. Stories at DougStephan.com. We'll be right back.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Beyonce always on beat. People have been taking clips of Beyonce dancing in one of her videos and syncing it to other songs. Somehow, she's always dancing to the right beat. And that's even true of some of the sillier songs. The video of the day today shows Beyonce dancing to the theme song from the Disney show DuckTales.
I love this song.
That's what you're hearing, DuckTales theme in the background. You got to see it so you can appreciate Beyonce's dancing.
And the thing is, you totally buy it.
You do?
Like you totally believe she is dancing to this song.
To this song.
DuckTales.
Yeah. Right. Because some of the movements that she makes, they're a little bit silly in the context of this song.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the whole thing
like
is
duck-like moves.
Kind of silly. Video of the day yesterday at DougStephan.com came from the George Lucas Company. The folks there recently celebrated their 40th anniversary. Can you imagine? Industrial Light and Magic has been there for 40 years. To commemorate the occasion, they've created a video that quickly highlights some of the more famous movies that they've been a part of. They've contributed actually to over 300 movies so far. And there are 43 Academy Awards involved in this. So the audio doesn't amount to much. That's not really what we're focused on anyway. You got to see it. If you didn't see yesterday's video today, take a few minutes
that's
and check it out.
Fantastic.
At DougStephan.com.
Everybody
these videos of the day are really aimed at getting you to see things or understand things or feel things in a different dimension. That's why they are there. Speaking of different dimensions, let's go through the top five songs this week in 1971. You're going to like this list, except perhaps for the first one, Richie. Number five belonged to Karen and Richard, the Carpenters, Rainy Days and Mondays. So we got here, it's Tuesday, a lot of rain in the Northeast. We've now had about 6 inches of rain the last 2 days. Not bad. Needed it all.
Texas says you got what?
Yeah, I know. Texas had 16 inches of rain, but it's cleared out down there now. So the Carpenters were in the number 5 position. This was one of their huge hits, and they had plenty of them. And so we pay attention to that for a moment until we realize the number 4 song this week in 1971 is the first, I think, this is the first independent song from Ringo, isn't it, Kenny? It Don't Come Easy?
Yeah.
It's the first one on his own?
Yeah. First right. single.
Number 4 became number 1, It Don't Come Easy, Ringo. Wow. No, that's bad. Also, yeah. You say that. I heard that word come out of my friend's mouth this weekend. I never heard her say that before. She wasn't talking to me. Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, you're your proper English and rock songs.
All right, number 3. Classic. Classic song.
This is my ringtone.
Remember, 1971, The Honeycomb, put in the want ads. Number 2 song this week, 1971, Three Dog Night. Jeremiah was the bull. People find that anthemic for any number of things. So from Three Dog Night, we go to a song. This was, I think, the 3rd or 4th, maybe 5th number 1 song the Rolling Bones had.
And then
Brown Sugar. Maybe it was number 7, number 8, I don't know. On the list of lots of hits. This one was number 1 during this week in 1971. And there you have it from the College of Musical Knowledge in the Dugger on today, where you're digging the Good Day program at 28 after the hour. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Molly Page.
Hola.
Hola. Ken Kessler.
Hello.
Richie would like to say hola, too. How you doing?
I thought for the day today, posted at DougSteffen.com, Helen Keller said, be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Excellent, excellent, excellent. It fits in my life and it will fit in yours. That's the idea. How does that apply to your life? Let's see what we can apply conversationally to what's going on. We have three alphabet soup stories today. Don't know whether we start with the TSA, the NSA, or the FBI. Molly, where do we go?
I don't think we can get through to any of the other stories until we get through the line at the TSA.
Really? Okay, so let's get through the line or not.
And that's
pretty easy to get through.
Doug, take your belt off.
Okay. Yeah, right, so I can show you my explosives.
Are we going to be disciplined?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Ew. Leaving.
All right, let's go. Sorry, took a strange turn there. The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration has been reassigned after an inspector general's report revealed that undercover agents were able to sneak fake explosives and banned weapons through checkpoints. So this is basically a system-wide failure. Homeland
like
Security
shopper, except on a more dangerous level.
Yes. or undercover boss or any of those. They were called the Red Team, and they got through these checkpoints, these check lines that we go through, and we get our little hand lotions taken away or a cup of Starbucks. But Homeland Security officials did confirm that TSA screeners failed 67 out of 70 tests, or 96% of the time. No, they got a few right.
That is amazing.
No, it's not. These people are nincompoops.
You really have to work hard to fail 67 out of 70 times.
An undercover agent got through with a fake bomb strapped to his back. Nice. Just...
All right, so did we figure out what these people are getting paid? I know we were doing, as we were nosing around this earlier, it seemed to me we came up with like $11 an hour to $20 an hour, depending on their ranking. Is that right?
Yes, actually, it depends on the job security screener's time on the job. But if it's less than 1 year, it's about $14 an hour. 1 to 4 years, 14. 5 to 9 years, they get bumped up to $18 an hour.
Really?
Approximately.
Good. That's an investment for you. How many do we have? They spend $6 billion a year of taxpayer money to keep you. How does it make you feel, folks? Good investment. Those of you who have earned a living, and you paid on average, what is the average tax income? About $4,000, $5,000. So, how do you feel, those of you who are responsible for that $6 billion at $4,000, $5,000 a hit, that your money has gone into an agency that is this badly run? It's bad enough we know the government because it's too big and out of control, but this kind of incompetence?
The question becomes, is it a bad thing or a good thing that everybody in the world now knows this? Is it good so that we make changes to actually make our country safer? Or an airport
right, like
safer?
We're got out.
Or is it bad because all the terrorists are now going, hey, look at this.
Wait, you don't think the terrorists knew this before?
I think they...
This is simple. This is simple stuff, Richie. Simple stuff.
Apparently it is.
Anybody who's gone through there can see how this operates.
Yeah, unless you're a normal person. I mean, I forgot I had nail clippers with me once, and they were my favorite ones, and they took them away like I was going to go clip the pilot's nails or something.
Yeah, the guy with the fake bomb strapped to his back gets through.
Yeah, gets in. Right.
And it wasn't a little bomb either.
No.
It was a fairly big bomb.
Jennifer, what you have to do is you have to tape the nail clippers to your back.
Well, I don't understand.
Tape it to a bomb, Jennifer, and then you'll get through.
But I have been through the Xerox machine style security checkpoint, you know, where you stand up and you're like, and they Xerox your entire body.
Yeah.
How do they not see a bomb? I mean, do you like pretend it's a hunch and then you like a little humpback and you walk out? I mean, I don't understand.
One of the machines caught it and the TSA agent still didn't get it.
Yeah.
It beeped.
Gosh.
Wow.
And they still didn't get it.
It's too busy.
Because they just do wand thing and they go like, okay.
Yeah. Although, boy, they can get awful personal with that wand.
Not their wand, their hand. Doug and I were traveling together in San Francisco, and I swear the lady should have offered me a cigarette after my checkpoint because she had her hands places you don't get to go until the third date.
Have you heard from her since?
No, she didn't even call.
Wow, not even Facebook friend. That's not cool.
All right, next, the NSA and what Congress is poised to do or not to do. That is the question, Molly.
Indeed. Passing of the USA Freedom Act, it will restore portions of the Patriot Act that expired at midnight on Sunday, while ensuring the National Security Agency ends its bulk collection of phone data of millions of Americans. So if this goes through, then portions will be restored, but only for a limited time.
Huh.
Not all of it.
No. All right. I think that's been worked over enough, so we don't need too much more information other than
the only thing I'd
thank
like
you,
to
Edward
add to
Snowden.
That
yeah?
Is if we're going to collect data, why don't we have private industry collect it? Like, if we're going to collect people's phone records or their internet patterns or whatever it's going to be tweaked to under this Freedom Act, why are we letting the government do it? Why not let somebody else take care of it so that it's not the government spying on its people? Because the government can't be trusted with that information.
Isn't that what's supposed to happen?
It's basically defaulting back to the telephone companies.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, that makes sense to me. Because then they have to actually subpoena to get that information.
That's what's happening now.
Yeah. All right, and then the FBI, Mal.
They're operating
what's being called a small air force of surveillance planes.
This story freaks me out.
This is what's going on, boys and girls. This is it.
Let's hear it, Molly.
Your tax dollars at work.
Are low-flying planes, and they're kind of scouring the country. They fly over 30 cities in 11 states. And they are supposedly looking for bad guys or girls. They do not, you know, gather large amounts of information. But and apparently it is legal.
Well, the thing that freaks me out about this is these drones are supposedly up there. Doug, can you turn it on?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
These drones are supposedly up there.
Those are the Golden Girls.
Whenever Richie speaks, I tend to turn in the other direction.
Turn on Blair. Yeah.
This was, I should say, this is coming to light now because of an Associated Press story. They're the ones who have been following this, and they're the ones who are kind of breaking this open.
But they're supposed to be up there just taking pictures and just kind of surveillance type stuff. But they can also pretend to be a cell phone tower and collect all of your phone information.
They can track you on your phone, whether it is on or off.
Mm. So let me ask you... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Molly.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say that also the aircraft have been traced back to 13 fake companies. So if you're wondering what that is up in the air, and you do have the technology to find out where they are, the companies that will trace it back aren't real.
So what we just found out is that all of this stuff from the NSA that reverts back to Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint instead of the NSA holding our information doesn't really matter because the FBI has drones up there listening to your phone calls anyway if they want to.
Yep. How much money is, again, I go back to the taxpayer, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year of your hard-earned money goes to keep the federal government going. How many of you like, if there are billions of dollars being spent on this program, which there are, how do you like your money being spent that way? I had a call from somebody earlier who said, "Swell, go get them. They're after the bad guys."
So often that's true, but at the same time, you open up a gate that lets them into your personal life. That's just pretty scary. Speaking of wasteful money, just to throw in here as a little color, Dougie.
Yeah.
I uncovered a story in California.
Really?
Where the California Senate has had some problems when they are going out and, let's say, networking with people, or by networking, I mean getting hammered at the local bars with whoever they're wining and dining.
Right.
And so they've been getting into trouble because they get behind the wheel of a car, and that's not a good thing.
No.
Secret Service here in D.C.
Exactly. Our taxpayer dollars have gone to now in California have a private cab service essentially for senators because they are out getting wasted and they can't drive themselves home.
Great.
And we're paying like $5,000 a pop to have these guys on call so that the senators can call and get a ride home.
You said you uncovered.
Have you heard of Uber?
I want to know how you uncovered.
Well, I did. I mean, I read about it.
Out being hammered.
Well, I read about it in the Sacramento Bee.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Really?
Stick around for more TV news right after this.
Right after this.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood, like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you paid other stores. Or get hand-scraped bamboo for $1.99. It's beautifully textured, and now it's 43% less. Plus, laminate and more from 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that pinchy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Time now for a check of the television news. We were talking a few minutes ago about a new 24 that has been proposed, in a manner of speaking, by Fox to revolve around some new male terrorist hunter. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, would you watch a new 24 without Jack Bauer's character? A, no, it isn't 24 without Jack. B, maybe if Chloe is on. C, I might give it a chance, but I don't have a good feeling about it. D, yes, it'll still be better than most of what's on.
Or F, it's just like CSI, NCIS, or any of the other.
Right, they're going to do another
14 different.
Find ones. Jack around to do one.
Why not?
But Chloe Jack to do another is 24. One.
Yeah,
I
Jack
mean, that's,
is 24. I
you know, and this idea, and the story's up at DougStephan.com, is kind of what we've been talking about is probably what's going to happen, and that's that this new 24 spinoff is going to revolve around Kate, or a Kate-like character, a female agent. So like a, you know, like they were did last year with her. She worked well with fans.
Yeah.
And then they're going to match her with a younger guy, and then they're going to weave Jack into the story. So whether he's in China and they're going to have to go rescue him or what it is, whatever it is, they'll only put Jack in a few episodes.
You'd
it's going
it.
To be... I'm sorry?
You would watch it.
Oh, absolutely. But that's because
yeah,
I'd want
watch
the
it,
chance
I'd
to
rather,
see Jack.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to watch it.
And Chloe. Chloe. Who would
I
also
mean, without Jack
it.
And Chloe, what is the, how is it 24?
Right. I agree with you.
It's just
I
another show.
I like
and I'd be mad.
And it would be a good show.
By the way, and I think we were talking about this, I don't know if I said it on the air, but we were talking about it the other night. Blacklist is kind of a 24-ish kind of show. There are other shows around that are kind of 24-ish.
If they did 24 without Jack completely, I would be so mad about it, I don't think I'd be able to watch.
Right. All right.
But anyway, that's the story. So it's going to be another limited series. And the chance to get Jack back even in limited form, I'm okay with. Good.
So we've been talking about Heroes Reborn because Grunberg was going to be in it. What's the latest here on that?
Another big character is coming back. The guy that played Mohinder,
yes.
He is going to be returning. Dr.
Awesome.
Mohinder Suresh is going to be there. He signed on for a guest arc on the new series. And his real name is Senthil Ramamurthy.
Good for him.
But this is good, turning into a good cast. They've got Zachary Levi back, Greg Grunberg, and Jack Coleman, who's going to be the main star of this series. ABC is launching a new talent competition. It's a... it's actually their annual talent competition. It starts now. Performers 18 and older can apply between June 1st and the 14th, and it's called ABC Discover's Digital Talent Competition. You submit a video on abcdiscovers.com performing either a comedic or a drama scene. You post it on the site, and then it's judged on the quality of your performance, star power, and technical skills, and you compete for a $25,000 talent deal with ABC and a spot in the New York and Los Angeles ABC Discovers. There's some great judges attached to this. Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin was discovered. So this is kind of a fun competition if you want a big break. HBO has a new show about the VA in the works. It's called Unarmed, and it's a limited drama series from Eric Roth and Dennis Johnson. It's set in an armed forces medical center. Warner Brothers is behind the project and looking for a director now as they get things off the ground.
So is this like, what does this remind us of? Anybody?
The VA?
Well, not necessarily the VA.
MASH.
MASH. This sounds like a MASHy sort of thing.
That was just a little outside of my zone, but okay. I'll go with it.
All right.
I'll go with it.
And
good news, if you like Grace and Frankie, the new show on Netflix, it's been renewed for season two. So there you go.
I had a hard time. I saw it for the first time on Netflix on Sunday night. Had a hard time with Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston being in bed together.
My mom said you have to watch more than two episodes, and that just is fantastic.
Okay.
Give it a chance.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Molly and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Warren Eckstein here with us, our pet expert, to talk about what's going on in the life of your dog, your cat. We have a question, and the prize is one of those Cedarside insect spray kits. Cedarside brings you the report from Warren Eckstein. So we have a question, pretty simple question today at DougSteffen.com. We're highlighting the story of a dog who had been reunited with its owners after having been gone for 7 years. Florida family reunited with his Boston Terrier 7 years after she got out, escaped from the backyard. Can you imagine that, Warren? 7 years.
Poor dog.
This dog has been on the loose.
Obviously didn't want to be with those people.
So, well, we got him back anyway. All right, so what's the name of the dog? There's a song also that comes four-letter word. What is a four-letter name. What's the name of the dog that has been reunited with the family after 7 years in Florida? Name the dog. Get the prize. It's a sample pack of really good products from Cedarside who emphasize you do not have to use synthetic chemicals to kill and repel insects around your home this year. Save a lot of money and save yourself with these highly effective do-it-yourself, highly effective, did I say effective? Highly effective do-it-yourself products from Cedarside. Cedarside.com. Go there. Check out all the products they have. They're the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. All Cedarside products are do-it-yourself. Very easy to use. I have a couple of spray bottles around here all the time. Richie loves this stuff. Warren loves this stuff. It's very good because it kills and repels bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name it. It gets rid of it. And you don't have to worry about how safe it is around your pets, around your home, your children, your family. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Replace all your personal indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle, one bottle of Cedarside Original, which you can get by going to Cedarside.com/Doug, or you can call and order 844-756-6456. I've seen these. This product is in the stores, too, isn't it, Warren, now?
Yeah,
I do too. Cedarside.com or get more information at Cedarside.com/Doug or call 844-756-6456. And again, the question, you got 2 minutes to answer this. Stories of Doug Steffen. It's like using Shazam. You figure out what the music is by, you know, the artist by listening to the music on Shazam or identifying it. Same thing is true here. Go to DougSteffen.com, get the name of the dog, win the Cedarside pack. So, Warren, you posted. Oh, I wanted to give you the results of a poll that we had. What kind of pets do you have? Was a question we asked recently at DougSteffen.com. 30% of those responding said they didn't have any pets at all. 28% said they had two or more pets. 21% said at least one dog. 13% one cat. 4% other. 3% reptiles. 2% fish. Do you think that's pretty standard?
It is pretty accurate. However, sometimes it's confusing because there are actually more dog households in the United States than cat households, but there are more cats as pets because more cat people tend to be multiple cat owners than multiple dog owners.
Really? Well, I mean, to his own, right?
You think about it. I don't know too many people that have a single cat. Most of the calls I get on the show, you know, I have three cats. I just adopted another one. I have six
Jennifer
cats.
Jennifer has a cat.
By the dozen, you know.
Jennifer wants to be heard on this. Go ahead, Jennifer.
No, I just have one cat. That's all I was just saying. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'd like to have more.
Jennifer, you're young. It's the beginning, Jennifer.
I know. Give me time. I'm getting ready to start crocheting.
You posted on your Facebook page a focus on adoptable dogs and how they follow shoppers around on digital billboards. That's the latest wrinkle in adoption. I'm not sure how I understand how that works.
This is a high traffic area. Just think of it as like Grand Central Station, okay?
Yeah.
And what they've done is they put this big electronic billboard. Now, don't ask me about how digital stuff works because I have no idea. Mm. But the bottom line is as people are getting on the train and off the trains, this digital large 100 to 200 foot billboard dog follows them around. And what they're finding is that it's actually attracting people, and people are considering going to the shelter and adopting because of the dog going back and forth. Hey, I'm for anything that's going to get a dog out of the shelter
right.
And into a good
forever. That's what we did with Millie. You posted the story on Facebook and got a lot of response to it. She's a wonderful dog. She's a little aggressive. She went right for the cage. She's very good. Just really enjoys. She must have been cage trained. She's a little aggressive. People come to the house or walk by the car. But I think
Doug, my only fear with Millie is dogs take on the personality of the people they live with. So.
She's living with Meredith, so we'll give that one to her. Thanks, Warren. Lola, by the way, is the name of the dog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.